Masechet Kelim, Perigun Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. We're talking about the decree on a Derabanan level of new metal Kelim being Tameh if they were made from a Tameh Keli. Here we'll talk about how the decree applies to new Kelim made from a mix of materials. Mishnah says, Barzel Tameh Shebelalo im Barzel Tahor, iron that's Tameh, that was mixed with iron that's Tahor. And the mixture was melted down into a new keli. We say imrov mina tameh tameh, v'imrov mina tahor tahor. If most of the mixture came from tameh source, the new keli is tameh. If most of the mixture came from a tahor source, the new keli is tahor. Mehetsa mehetz le mehetsa tameh. Half half. If half the mixture was tameh, half of the mixture was tahor, the new keli is tameh. Hachamim decreed that even if only half of the mixture was from old Kelim, then the new Kelim are Tameh, because if they were Tahor, people may make a mistake and say that even if most of the mixture was from old Kelim, the new Kelim are also Tahor. Same with something called Halma. Halma is a type of clay that got mixed with cow dung. Dechen mina Halma o mina Gilalim. Same for an earthenware Keli that was made from a combination of clay and cow dung mixed together and baked in an oven. If most of the mixture was cow dung, it is not a utensil and it cannot become tameh. If most of it was some clay, this halma, the keli could become tameh. If the mixture was half-half, we say it can become tameh. Now we'll go back to that decree, which said that a new keli made out of metal is tameh because maybe it was made from tameh kelim. Kelos tera temea, a metal door stopper with a knob on it in order to lift it up is tameh, because maybe it was made from tameh kelim. We learned in Mishnah Bet the door stopper cannot become tameh because it's attached to the ground. Here we're saying, though, if there's a knob on it, it can become tameh, because sometimes it has a alternate use to grind spices, which is not a type of task that's connected to the ground. Umesupa tehora. But if it was made from a tahor source, even if it was plated with metal from a tameh source, we say it is tahor. It's pure, because the status of a keli is determined by its main component, its main body, which is tahor in this place, and therefore the plating becomes irrelevant. Other parts of the door that maybe were made from tameh kelim. Hapin v'hapudna teme'in, a pin and a bolt made from tameh kelim are tameh. Each one is tameh as soon as it's made, even if it's not yet working with the other one, because they're considered to be two separate kelim. The pin here works together with the bolt in order to close doors, in order to lock doors, and therefore we say that they function independently, and therefore they would both become tameh. Now we'll go back to the door stopper that has a knob to it, another law that has Shabbat repercussions. Va'kelos tera, the door stopper with a knob that's attached to the door with a cord. Rabbi Yehoshua omed shomta mipetach zeh v'tola b'chavero b'shabbat, says Rabbi Yehoshua, you're allowed to drag it by the cord from one door, hang it on another door on Shabbat, but you're not allowed to carry directly because it's mukseh. You're not allowed to carry something mukseh. Rabbi Yehoshua would say that the knobbed door bolt is not a keli, and therefore you're prohibited to move it on Shabbat. But like other types of mukseh items, tiltul min hasad, indirectly moving it, is permitted. So if you want to move it, you can drag it by the cord. Rabbi Tarfon omer, harehi lo It says, no, it's like all other kelim, it's not mukseh, and therefore it can be moved directly in the house or the courtyard, not in the street. Not allowed to carry from the shuta yahid to the shuta rabim, from a private domain to a public domain, or the opposite. So says Rabbi Tarfon, it's not mukseh, and it has the din of a keli, you just can't carry it outside.